This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Masks will not be required, nor will there be social distancing or limited classroom capacity as School District 49 begins their school year today. They're carrying on the year as if the pandemic is over. Amy Sanchez-Martinez, the campus director for Sand Creek High School, said that they will be ready, however, if a surge in cases causes the district to have to change all of that.
We already have, for example, a bell schedule that we can enact. We already have pages set up on Schoology. That's the learning platform that we use. And our students and our staff all have experience in that.
The district telling us that because of the lessons learned last year and in the early parts of the pandemic, they're set to quickly be able to respond if El Paso County Public Health recommends a return to stricter protocols. That move, as state officials are advising more school districts to consider putting mask requirements in place for the upcoming academic year. The updated guidance released late Friday stopped just short of making face coverings mandatory as the Delta strain of COVID-19 continues to spread. Districts do have the option to put in their own requirements. Health officials say masks are a great way to slow down the spread of the virus, especially as kids currently under the age of 12 are not able to get the vaccine.
More Coloradans are seeking out vaccinations as the Delta variant rears its ugly head. A vaccine clinic in Aurora over the weekend had long lines with people who had waited until now, taking advantage of incentives, like Zola Alfred.
I have been waiting to see how things are, you know, how things are going and progressing. And I decided, since if they're going to let us back in the building at my kid's school, since I am on the PTCO board, I wanted to be able to have access to get inside of the building just in case that was one of the requirements. So I was like, let me just go ahead and get my vaccine. Plus, they're giving a $100 incentive in the state of Colorado. So why not?
The state partnered with Walmart to offer $100 gift cards as incentives at select vaccination sites. And as of last week, they'd handed out roughly half the gift cards in their supply. Colorado is one of 20 states that has 50% of its residents fully vaccinated. The U.S. Air Force Academy is reopening to the public today. KRDO's Bryn Carman has more.
Visitors will be required to wear masks regardless of their vaccination status. Administrators say they are closely monitoring COVID-19 cases in Colorado and may take further steps to help protect cadets and staff if needed. The Academy stopped allowing public access 17 months ago due to the pandemic. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
KRDO News Time 8:03. One person's dead following a Sunday crash on northbound I-25 near the Bijou exit. Police say the driver apparently veered right while driving on I-25 yesterday afternoon, hitting a guardrail. Northbound lanes closed for several hours due to the ongoing investigation, and issues with traffic signs caused traffic to back up surrounding that area of the crash. That crash still under investigation as far as the exact cause.
Four people are facing charges after a protest over affordable housing in Colorado Springs. Police say protesters blocked part of Nevada Avenue during the protest and refused to move despite several warnings. The protesters were connected to the March for Housing event being held by several groups at Dorchester Park. Jonathan Christensen with the Housing for All Coalition saying they just wanted a seat at the table.
The city is aware that there's a affordable housing crisis, but the people that they talk to about it are the Builders Association, or, you know, the Home Builders Association, the Realtors Association, the developers. So we felt like people that are actually experiencing the crisis needed to be part of the conversation.
The Colorado Springs Police Department says the protesters were arrested for unlawful behavior that included blocking traffic and interference. Pueblo police are no longer looking for any victims after a home invasion Saturday night. Police say they went to a home in central Pueblo around 9:45 Saturday night, getting reports of a home invasion. Police found that the suspects forced their way into the home and assaulted several people there, leaving behind what police called a significant amount of blood. At the time, several victims were reported missing. Police have since found a victim identified as 36-year-old Lonnie Ariana and are not looking for any other victims. The investigation into the assault is still ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to call Pueblo Police or the Crime Stoppers hotline.
Areas of smoke and haze around for your Monday afternoon with below average temperatures. 81 Colorado Springs, 86 in Pueblo. Do have a healthy chance for showers and thunderstorms in the higher terrain out to our west. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.